This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Whenever he gives it to me, I just receive it, and it's mine. It's done. Praise God. But he says, like for instance, when he talks about many of these other gifts, when he talks about healing, he says, I even give some the gift of healing. I give some the gift of tongues, the interpretation of tongues. I give them the gift of miracles. And you think, boy, isn't that nice that he gives some these apostles? You know, he gave men all these wonderful gifts. I wish he'd give them to me. Lord, I wished I had one of them. How many of them did he give to me? How many did he give to you? All. They're all yours. So you think, Lord, if the gift of healing is mine, and the gift of miracles is mine, if the gift of all these things, all the nine gifts of the Spirit over in 1 Corinthians he talks about, if all these gifts belong to me and they're already mine, then why don't I go act on these things? Why don't I go do something? So he told me to lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. And he said, the gift of healing, I'll use you when you act on it. So you think, goodness, it couldn't be that simple. But it is that simple, because he's given us to all these things to us as children. So you take his promises, and these magnificent things are mine, and so these wonderful gifts and the gift of healing, you can make that gift work. So you walk into some place, and if you do something in faith, God will move. Now, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about here. These gifts, which are already mine. I don't have to stop every day and pray for these things. They're already mine. So I got to know what they are, and when I act on them, I claim them. Lord, these things are mine. I can do what you said I can do. So you come into work one day, and you're there, and all of a sudden you hear a woman screaming. And you go running down to where it is, and all of a sudden you look, and here's a woman, and she's got a glove on from right here to here, and a sleeve from here up, but right here, all the skin on her arms all burned off. And then you find out that she fell on a big oven door that's 250, 300 degrees, and just burned all the skin off, and big old blisters are just coming up, and she's screaming. And they're trying to pour cold water on her. Everybody's trying to do everything, but nobody is taking the Word of God. When I walk up, I reach up and grab her on this arm and said, ma'am, Jesus said in Isaiah 53:4 that he bore your pain. So if Jesus said in Isaiah 53:4, he bore your pain, you wanted to bear it. Then I said in Mark chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus told me to lay hands on the sick and they will get well. But I said, I don't know how long that will take. So I said in Mark 11:23, Jesus said, I can speak to the mountain if I have faith. Now this is a serious promise in Mark 11:23. I want you to go there and I want you to see this and make sure I'm not telling you some kind of story. Mark 11:23, Jesus is talking, and he says, if you have faith in God, or the God kind of faith, in verse 22, Mark 11:22, 23, and 24, I want you to think, now this is the king talking, this is not me, this is where you obtain this faith from reading the word. Jesus said, if you have faith in God. Now see, there's the kicker. If you have faith in God. Well, most people don't have any faith in God. But if you do have faith in God and you believe he'll do what he said he'll do, he's fixing to tell you what you can do in verse 23. If you have faith in God, he says, you can speak to a mountain and command the mountain to be removed from here and cast into the sea. And he said, if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe those things that you say, the mountain will obey you. He says, so therefore, whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe it with your heart, you will have whatever you say. Is that basically, I'm quoting that, but was that pretty close to what he said?
Real close.
Real close, okay. Then if Jesus said, if I can have whatever I say, than if I got my hands on this woman that's got a terribly burned arm, and I say, I said, he bore your pain, so you want to bear your pain. Then I said, he said in Mark 16:18, I can lay hands on you and you'll get healed. But in Mark 11:23, he said, whatever I say with my mouth. So woman, I guarantee you'll get a supernatural healing from the King, and his name is Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now that's a pretty awesome statement to make, isn't it? I mean, you're stepping out on really way out on a limb, aren't you? But did I do what he said? See? Now see the average person that, whoa, this guy's lost it. No, no, no. I have faith in the King of the universe. So almost immediately the woman's pain's gone. It quits. The pain's not there no more. So now then she said, oh, I don't understand, my arm quit hurting. Now, she's still got this big old burn, big old bruise, big old blisters and black marks. It looks awful. I mean, them blisters are up there half inch, look quarter inch or so. They're really big blisters full of water. But no pain. And so, they want to take her to the doctor. She said, no, 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 my arm, it just quit hurting completely. So she said, I'm just going to go ahead and serve the evening meal in the cafeteria. She was a cafeteria cook. So she loaded up her sheet pans full of stuff and went up there and was serving meal in the cafeteria. And I went up there and had lunch with one of the guys. And when we walked in, he said, Edelina, what happened to your arm? Oh, she said, I burned it in the oven down there a while ago. He said, well, good grief, go to the doctor. She said, no, it don't hurt. It don't hurt. She goes home that night after she gets off work. Her husband sees it. He wants to take her to emergency. She won't go. It don't hurt. She said, if it bothers me in the morning, I'll go tomorrow. See, she don't have no faith. I don't even know if she's saved or not. It's not her faith that's going to get her healed. It was mine. I spoke everything I did in faith. But that woman woke up the next morning and rolled over and looked at her arm, and there's not one single blister or mark on her arm the next morning. What kind of King do we serve, sir? Reckon he's pretty awesome?
He's an awesome, awesome King.
Hey! That's the King we serve. That lady come back to work that next afternoon. One of the little cooks that was sitting back there, Melanie was her name, she saw Edelina come in. She said, Edelina, how's your arm today? And she throwed her arm up and said, look. And Melanie screamed. She said, another answer to Thurman's prayers. I mean, why don't we all, if God's no respecter of persons, why don't we all get a hold of this? If God will do those kind of things for me and he's no respecter of persons, who will he do them for? Anybody that has faith in him. But you know what we do? We see some lady sitting here screaming, burning, and her arm is all that. Get the first aid kit. Let's put some oil on her. Let's put some cold water on her. Let's take her to the doctor. How about taking her to Jesus? He's a healer. I mean, is that right? What can the King do? Anything you can believe him for. How could God make a statement in Mark 11:23 like that if he wasn't big enough to fulfill what he said? How could he possibly say, if you have faith in me, anything you say with your mouth, if you believe with your heart, you can have it. Anything. I mean, he didn't put no restrictions on that, did he, ma'am? What a God. Do you think he must love his children? Ooh. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I want to show you something else the King says. 1 Corinthians 3. No, it is 1 Corinthians. I did make a mistake. It's 1 Corinthians 3. I want you to go to verse 21. This just is good?
Pretty good?
1 Corinthians 3. Verse 21. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for a few things belong to you. What did he say there, brother? Oh, see, you got to watch these preachers. They might read the word different than what's written in the book. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Well, what in the world is he talking about? All things. Well, let's read on. Whether you happen to be Paul or Apollos, or whether you were Cephas or Peter, whether you're the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. What did He give us as His children? Everything. He didn't cut us short on nothing. And ye are Christ. If you are Christ, if you're a child of God, and you're Christ, and Christ is God. So as a child of God, what belongs to us? All things. The world belongs to us. Life belongs to us. Death belongs to us. And He said, life and death is in the power of the tongue. He said, if you'll obey Me and walk holy as My children and do what I say and open no doors to the devil, He said, I will watch over you. I will protect you. I'll give you this bunch of promises. And He said, you can walk in divine health. Now then, how do you know we can walk in divine health? Why don't you go to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1. I want us to just listen. I want you to read in your Bible to see if your Bible says what I say. 2 Peter chapter 1. He says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith. Now then, how many people do you know have the like precious faith that Peter had? We're all supposed to have it. All of us. Now, when Peter had like precious faith, what did Peter do? When he had this great faith, when Peter walked and his shadow fell over people, what happened to them? They got healed. The devils left them. When Peter and John walked up to the temple and a guy sitting there, an old man, you know, about 40 years old. Old guy. But he'd been crippled all of his life. Never walked. The devil had bound him all those years. And he's sitting there at the temple, all legs, all, you know, out of shape and sitting there. And he says, alms, 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 would y'all please give me some money? Peter walked up to him and said, I don't have no silver and no gold. But what I got's a whole lot better than silver and gold. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. That guy looked up at him. He said, what? Peter said, I said in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. He reached out and grabbed that by the hand and jerked that devil right out of him. When he jerked him up, the guy jumped up and he said his legs were straight and the guy went running up down the steps, leaping and praising God. Peter said, to them that have obtained this kind of faith, this is who I'm talking to. It's a shame. There's not many of us left, is there? But we're going to be, aren't we? Absolutely. Now then he says, to them that have obtained this like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Now see, this is through the righteousness of God. Is Jesus righteous?
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.